Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5 KFMC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We all agreed that our players wanted to make a statement about unity, and we wanted to make a statement about equality. They were easily or very much aware that that statement, when made or when attempted to be made, in and a part of the recognition of our flag, can not only lead to criticism but also controversy. It was real easy for everybody in our organization to see that the message of a unity, the message of equality, was getting, if you will, pushed aside or diminished by the controversy.
Jerry Jones right there, if you missed it, before the Cowboys-Cardinals game last night. The Cowboys all joined arm in arm, including Jerry Jones, the coaching staff, the players, then went down to a knee before the anthem started, as to not disrespect the flag or the anthem, and then stood for the anthem. Again, it comes down to the same thing as yesterday. To kneel or not to kneel, that is the question. People are having their own interpretations of it. And it's just, you know, we can beat this thing and keep going at it over and over again. Barry and I both said our piece about it yesterday. It's obviously not going away. Our president seems to not want it to go away because he keeps tweeting about it, so much so that he referenced Pat Tillman, the deceased, I guess you could say, American hero and ex-Cardinal football player, in which his wife then spouted back and said, you know, don't go to my husband as, you know, I'm looking for the right terms for it, but as a model for your, you know, for your stance on this.
She said, don't politicize my husband.
Politicize, right. Yeah. So, you know, it's not going away. And then after the game, Jason Garrett also addressed it, at which time I think, getting back to our points from yesterday, Scott Van Pelt also addressed it from the standpoint of some people just, no matter what is said and done, they just don't get it.
How do we achieve these two objectives? How do we somehow, some way, convey unity, somehow, some way, convey the importance of equality in our country, and do so without in any way involving the American flag and the national anthem? And that's what we came up with.
Does anybody listen to what the man just said? Will anyone listen to what he said about what they did as a team? How they talked for days to figure out how they could show their support and then not be disrespectful to the flag. And that's what they did. But if this is something that upsets you, you are just going to be mad. And no conversation can take place if that's all there is. It just can't happen if you just want to be mad. This was before the anthem, and what they did was booed. So if the anthem wasn't being played and the flag wasn't being displayed and you were angry at that, what are you angry about? I'm out on this one. I'm out of gas. I don't know what else there is. If you listen to what he said about an organization, a billionaire owner, and a group of players from all over the country that thought about what they wanted to do and did that, and if that didn't work for you, then I don't know what to say. But we're going to talk about sports.
I think that's what happened yesterday. We finally just said, look, people are going to get mad if they want to. People are going to have their opinions one way or another. Nothing's going to get solved by us. A lot of people are missing the point, but at the same time, it's just going to go round and round. So we might as well just talk about sports.
Yeah, a couple things that I just wanted to add. One, I don't know why the hell Jerry Jones was breathing so heavy. Why did he sound like Darth Vader in his clip?
Yeah, he really did.
Was he nervous? Had he just finished running?
He had to sprint to get to the press conference.
He sounded like Darth Vader. Well, we decided. Like, why is he breathing?
He actually sounded closer to Jerry than ever before, too.
Yeah. He was breathing pretty heavy. I find it hilarious that people are upset at what the Cowboys did. It's essentially what Scott Van Pelt said. There's no pleasing anyone in this scenario. Like, if you're mad that they did that, then you're just looking for a reason to be mad at this point. And my own personal opinion on it is, if you were upset at what the Cowboys did prior to the anthem, then what that tells me is this isn't about respecting the flag or our nation. It's about you feeling like you don't want things to change. You don't want to see a change in this country if that upset you. Because what they did was they protested in unity prior to the national anthem in order to still protest, yet avoid doing so in a way that some people would feel it disrespectful to this nation and the people that served it. Even though these protests aren't about the people that serve this country or the vets or the national anthem. It's about what they feel is perceived injustices in this country. So if you're mad at what the Cowboys did and what Jerry Jones did, then what that tells me is you just want it status quo. And you don't like the fact that people are pushing for a change and to change the status quo. And quite frankly, you're wrong.
I mean, we've said it before. We'll say it again. It's not about the act. It's about the issues. The issues that have been raised previously way back when this was Kaepernick doing it to where we are now. And the act itself is just utilizing the platform and the stage that they have because of what they do. But the thing that shocked me, too, was Patrick on Twitter last night and several other people were sending me the new thing, which is now there's so much outrage in this country because of the fact that there's so much animosity because the NFL is doing this and they're seeing it only as being non-patriotic and non-respectful of the flag and the military and all of the different bodies of the military. So they're so outraged that they're never going to watch the NFL again. They're not going to watch it on TV. And now they're burning in these big garbage cans all of their memorabilia and all the things that they have from their favorite team from all these years because of this. And I was shocked by that, but I guess, everybody, again, just like everybody has the right to protest, everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. And if they want to burn all their stuff, they're going to burn all their stuff. But
here's the thing. I feel like people, deep down what it is that's bothering you. And only you can be honest with yourself. There's two sides to this. You know what I mean? You either understand and recognize what the real reason is behind Colin Kaepernick and everyone else that's taken a knee since him and the reason that they're doing it. And you understand that they're not doing it to disrespect this country, disrespect veterans. Some of them are veterans. Some of them have family members that have served. They've come out and said as much. I'm not disrespecting the military. My family is military. I'm doing this because I want to see a change in our country. So you either get that or you don't. And what you have to do is look inside yourself and understand why it is you don't get it or why you don't want to get it. And then only you can do that. Only you can be honest with yourself.
For me, it's just too much of a popularity contest for Trump. And I feel like when he does that, he just crosses lines. So I don't care if you voted for him. Like, if he has like a political stance that, you appreciate, a lot of people, appreciate the fact that he's not for abortion, a stance that he's changed quite a bit. But when your president sounds something like this, to me, it's going to cause controversy regardless. But again, it's the popularity contest.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
And here's what he said. Go ahead.
Before you really get me going, right? And again, I said this yesterday. It's not like supporting your favorite team and they can do no wrong. Barry made great, great mention of the fact that, look, you still can point out shortcomings when they happen. You can't be that narrow-minded. It's not sports. It's real life. And here's the thing. using that term alone, and we talked about this in the production meeting, the last word is a word that's fighting words no matter where you grew up and what locker rooms you've been in and what sports you've played and who your friends are. You use that word, and in most cases, it's going to start some kind of friction. But using that entire term and referring to all the players in a said league is going to set off so much that it's just... And here's the thing. You've got North Korea to worry about. You've got healthcare to worry about. You've got every building your wall that you want built. You've got so many other bigger fish to fry that you shouldn't be trying to create this distraction by going at the NFL or the NBA or anything in sports.
Real quick, I wanted to play this. You know, he uses the word popular, and I really wanted to play this clip here. Take a listen.
You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know it. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country.
Most popular person of the week. That's all he cares about. And that's my biggest issue with that whole clip. I mean, he goes on for like another minute. But the whole fact that all he cares about is being popular. Remember, at the end of his tenure as a presidency, he's going to benefit from a business standpoint so much. And that's my problem with it.
And to your point, he had a tweet where he said something about the fact that they did it before the anthem is good, that they showed unity. And then he ended this tweet with the phrase bad ratings. What are you talking about? What president in the history of this country has ever mentioned ratings in a political statement? Also, whether you agree or disagree with a political statement, what the hell does ratings have to do with any of this?
They're doing fine.
But he also tweeted that the loud boos that followed the Cowboys, when they went down to one knee, was like he was encouraging it. Like the loud boos were great. You know, it's just creating, it's divisive behavior instead of creating unity. And Barry, again, I think you nailed it yesterday when you said, look, this was just about, this didn't get to the actual issues and topics. This just got to a league coming together as a league and said teams to say, this is BS and we're not going to take it. But it still isn't getting to the core of the issue.
No, and if you want to do that, I'm all for it. I mean, if you want to talk about educating police officers, educating people in this country on how to handle if you're getting arrested, the do's and don'ts of it. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do on both sides of the fence to help educate people, to help avoid the situations that Colin Kaepernick and everyone else in the NFL and beyond are protesting. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about actually initiating some change and opening some dialogue and education on both sides of the fence as opposed to the rest of this stuff.
No doubt. All right, so we've got plenty more to get to. Also, by the way, a guy that's utilized his platform as a broadcaster to ogle over other players' girlfriends in the past is now telling people that our broadcasters the do's and don'ts of how to be a current football broadcaster in the NFL.
Get off my lawn!
Exactly. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Window World. I'm telling you I'm a huge fan of Window World. I've been telling you this for a long time because not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in the U.S. of A., and they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, a low price that starts at just $189 a window, and you add $45 for solar zone low E, which meets Texas energy regulations, and you're already starting to knock dollars off your energy bill monthly. Call Window World of Houston to schedule a free written estimate with absolutely no hassles or high pressure. That's right, free, free, free. You call, you get an estimate, they come to you, they look at your windows, tell you what they could do to lower your bills and improve your overall quality, and then they walk away. If you want them to come back and do the job, all you do is tell them to come back. They'll take care of the rest. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Then it's The Blitz. Wanted to get some texts real quick in. Ossie Scott was recommending that Joel get a Cadillac, which I've always wanted a Cadillac. I'm not going to lie.
I kind of want one, too.
I even asked my wife when she was getting a new car. I was like, hey, why don't you get a Cadillac? You know what her response was? Those are old people cars.
Yeah, but that's
what
a common response, though.
Yeah, that's not an old people car. That's
they're
a,
nice.
That's
now.
A pimp-ass baller car.
Remember the, was it the Eldorado?
Maybe that's why she doesn't want me to have one.
Like a two-door sporty Cadillac?
Yes, I remember them.
I wanted one of those.
I wouldn't mind having a Cadillac at all. I'm not going to lie to you. We got Miguel has a suggestion for us for Wayback Wednesday.
Cool.
You guys should do an all 90s Houston only hip hop Wayback Wednesday. Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, UGK, Fat Pat, all that.
I think we've done that.
Yeah. Best whip at 97.5. Granado with the Benz? Probably. It ain't going to be my Chevy truck.
It's not going to be my Toyota.
What does Salisbury drive? Does he have a limo
truck,
bring him to and from work every day?
Doesn't he have a truck deal now?
I think he has a truck.
Does he have a truck? Okay.
He's got one he's given. Did he ever give that truck away?
I don't know.
I would say, though, Granado probably with the Benz has the nicest. I don't know what Mr. Gal drives. He might have him beat there. Is it like a Maserati?
Honestly, I really don't know.
Okay. But, yeah, I would probably say John Granado. Last night at the bar, I went to watch the game, and they told everyone to stand up for the national anthem or get kicked out. Bye. Bye, bitch. You don't know.
You can't tell people at
the
bar that. You can't
force people to do that.
At a bar? Are you kidding me?
At a public place.
Bye.
I'm like, I'm too drunk. I can't stand up.
Right? Jock jams for Wayback Wednesday. That'll be enough out of you, sir.
Really?
Yep.
Those are all the suggestions you got for Wayback Wednesday?
Yeah. This pisses me off so bad. This makes me so mad, this text.
You're reading it?
I'm reading it. Of all the texts in the history of this show that have gotten me angry, you're going to know why as soon as I read it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Love the show, guys. Barry Warner, I'm going to Google your stand-up comedy.
I award you no points.
It's a good one,
come
actually.
On. That was really
that's
good.
A good one.
I'm already nominating that for text of the year.
I quit.
Text of the year.
I'm out. I don't know who that is.
Every Friday and Saturday, Barry Warner.
Yeah.
I appreciate you loving the show.
At the joke joint.
I hate you guys so much. I hate you guys.
He likes big, warm bear hugs, too. Like Barry Warner.
To the Barry Warner program.
Oh, God. I hate you guys.
Big, warm bear. We call it the Barry Warner hug. Just give him a big Barry Warner at the end of the show. It does not entail using your fingers. Just give him a big Barry Warner.
I don't even know why I read that stupid ass text. Damn it. It's Barry Laminack, not Barry Warner. Damn it. Barry Warner's the old guy. Not the handsome, young, talented, whatever. All right. Real quick, some news and notes from the Around the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Eifert expected to miss, quote, multiple weeks. So it goes from bad to worse for the Bengals. Colts confirmed Luck out again for week 4.
Although he is practicing.
Out for week 4, though.
Yeah, they said it's going to take several weeks before he's back.
Bridgewater could be back and ready for week 7, but Bradford may miss week 4 again.
Now they're saying, Sam Bradford, it's a bone bruise, not an ACL, MCL, but I know those linger, but it was a non-contact bone bruise, and he's missing, especially as good as they looked. That just, the whole thing just seems fishy.
Fishy, huh? You on a conspiracy theory?
Well,
with
I'm
the
just
Vikings?
Like, what the hell? He didn't. I mean, I could see if he took a couple bone crushing hits or a side hit, you know, in the pocket, but non contact.
Sam Bradford is Mr. Glass. How are you
played
not?
Played his ass off, and now all of a sudden it's like their season is in peril. And by the way, Case Keenum, who was absolute dog snot in the first week, just goes crazy last week.
Right. Yeah.
That was every Texans frustration, every Texans fan's frustration. Case Keenum coming in 1 week. Yeah. Next week, what the hell happened there?
And by the way, I just want to say this to Texans fans as a public service announcement. Can you guys please slow down on Houston? We have a quarterback. It's one game and they lost. Please slow down. He threw some interceptions that were bad that really changed the way the game was being played in the second quarter. Listen, I'm not dogging Deshaun Watson. He did fantastic for a rookie on this team and this offense and everything else. I'm excited for the future. But let's slow down. Let's slow down. It's 2 starts in.
Can't we just be done with the Houston we have a? No matter what it is.
That too.
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a quarterback. Houston, we have to have an idea for a better slogan.
I like that. I definitely like that. Also, I did want to say something because I went back and started watching some of the game again. I don't know.
I was going to say,
I'm weird like that. But I do, you know, Bill O'Brien took a lot of heat for a lot of things that he deserved to take the heat for, namely not calling a timeout at the end of the game. The 3rd-and-1 he took some heat on. for the play call. You didn't like the fact that it was a run up the middle. I disagree. I liked it. Maybe we could agree that the personnel wasn't right. You'd rather see Deontay Foreman getting that. Lamar Miller averaged more yards per carry in the game, so maybe that justifies it, and I'm okay with that. I feel like the offensive line got beat on that play. So I don't know that it would have mattered who would have been in the game. They got beat up front on that play, and it wouldn't have mattered. But I do want to say that I really liked the play calling, especially early on from Bill O'Brien. There was a lot of play action. There was a lot of, I hate to use the word razzle-dazzle, but
fake trickery.
He was taking the heat off of Deshaun Watson and using things to give him some time, to buy him some time in the pocket, to keep the defense honest. And I don't know that he got enough credit for those play calls, especially early on in the first half, when they were in it and when they were really looking good. I mean, they were in it for most of the game. But I really like the play call early on. Lots of play action passes. You know, like we said, lots of trickery. I liked it because I thought, one, it was exciting play calling, you know, with some of the stuff that he was doing. They took some shots downfield, which I didn't mind as well. But I felt like he was smart in the plays that he called in order to give his rookie quarterback a chance to function in that offense. And I don't think he got enough credit for that.
Nick, did you feel it was debauchery or was it trickery?
That's two completely different things.
I know.
Trickery.
But I just wanted to see if he grasped
onto that. Well, I heard trickery on the broadcast, and I agreed with it. I think trickery is a good word for it. And I think it helped a rookie quarterback like Deshaun Watson, for sure. I mean, because the guy was a guy that he certainly is a rookie that needs to be able to extend plays so he can get those reps. He needs to be on those plays that, you know, where he might have to be outside the pocket and make a play happen. He just has to get that for reps because he's a rookie. So I give credit for it. You're right. I feel like he didn't get enough credit for that. And, you know, he does deserve some credit. The timeout just makes things. I mean, that's unfortunately your big mistake kind of becomes a spotlight
at the end of the game.
Yeah. Well, and then he didn't want to talk about it either, which just makes it worse because they're going to keep grinding on you and they're going to keep trying to get you to talk about it and it's not going to go away and they're going to keep pressing you on the issue. But look, I liked him opening up the offense a little bit more too because I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. It was night and day and no one could have said they saw it coming that from what they showed in the Cincinnati game offensively to the way they opened it up and really moved the football against the Patriots was very refreshing in a lot of ways. But I hate the fact that I'm telling you, if you go back and look at the tape of every third and one this season and go back in past seasons, it's the same damn play. And you're right. Personnel made a huge difference to me because I didn't want Lamar Miller in that situation. I know he hasn't looked like he has looked like a year ago, and that a lot has to do with the offensive line. But I know that the fact from a grinding, pounded out, just needing a yard situation, Foreman has proven time and time again, he's going to get you at least a yard.
I did find it funny, though, because... Yeah.
But, again, it has, to me, it had everything to do with the offensive line getting beat at the point of attack. And, again, I don't think it would have mattered who it was, whether it was Watson on a keeper, whether it was Foreman or Miller, the O-line got beat. So.
Well, you stop actioned it and watched it and stopped replay.
Ike wanted to know, have you ever done famous movie soundtracks for Way Back Wednesday? Yes, we did movie soundtracks.
Got to really think outside the box because we've done a lot of these.
Yeah, we have. We made. You know what? Maybe we just go back to pick your eight favorite songs prior to 2000, whatever you want.
Oh, that's right. Themeless.
Yeah, we could just go back to just picking our eight songs we like.
He didn't like that. He did the lip thing.
No. He did the lip thing.
I just sit back and let you guys pick it, well, and then I just participate.
Then you pick.
This week it's Joel's pick.
That's right. No, it's Joel. Yep. Yes.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Joel,
but if Joel
wants
doesn't
to play.
Participate, then
nope. It's Joel's
Joel
call.
Nope. Pick.
If we don't end up
coming
with a Way
next,
Back Wednesday.
Your Way Back Wednesday theme by Joel Blank.
I like it. We'll
He's
be back right after this.
At Pac-Man Joel. 713-780-3776. ESPN, 975.
So good. We'll be back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Usual Suspects, midway point. 90 in the rear view, 90 to go.
Getting a ton of suggestions on Way Back Wednesday.
I'd like to hear them because they will. One lucky listener will pick it.
Yeah, they're bailing you out. Songs about sleeping, so you guys don't forget the sleep recordings for Way Back Wednesday. Way Back Wednesday suggestions: old school hip hop songs from your elementary days, best covers and soundtrack songs, best covers by Weird Al.
Weird Al's out.
Yeah. Horrible disco songs, songs about food, and then somebody had the songs from 1999. Where'd it go?
The worst songs from
1999.
I kind of like that one.
And Guilty Pleasure like songs. I like that too. G the Never Nude said, favorite Guilty Pleasure songs, but we already did that, really. That was one of the early on topics.
That's when you guys went on your whole Katy Perry thing.
Mine was Taylor Swift, but yeah.
I thought you were both.
I am. Okay. I just don't ever put Katy in front of Taylor.
You're T-Swizzy and Katy.
Nobody puts
Even
Taylor
though
in a corner.
They're beefing, you like them both.
Nobody puts Taylor in a corner, no. 90s, way back Wednesday idea, 90s stripper music. We did that.
We kind of did that too, yeah.
Yeah, Motley Crue, Poison and all that. Yeah, we actually did that. We've done a lot.
We played some crew today. Nick played some crew.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep trying. We're going to come up with some. I do kind of like the 99, just worst songs of 1999.
But we're not going to use it because it's Joel's week.
And That's right.
The theme song for Way Back Wednesday. We'll pick one from there.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but it just shows, and it's been a while since I went on a rant about how corrupt basketball in the United States is, but words out today from ESPN, four assistant basketball coaches from prominent programs at Arizona, Auburn, Oklahoma State, Southern California, among those arrested on federal corruption charges after they were caught taking thousands of dollars in bribes to steer NBA-destined college players towards certain sports agents and financial advisors. Furthermore, the pictures painted by the charges brought today is not pretty, said Jun Kim, the acting United States attorney for the Southern District of New York, in a press conference. He said coaches at some of the nation's top programs soliciting and accepting cash bribes, managers and financial advisors circling blue-chip prospects like coyotes, and employees of one of the world's largest sportswear companies, Adidas, secretly funneling cash to the families of high school recruits. A lot of this can be tied back to AAU. And if you don't know, then you better ask somebody about what's going on with AAU these days, because it's gotten so bad that AAU has become more prominent and important than your high school that you play for. A lot of guys will pass up playing for their high school team to just play AAU. High school kids are taking and getting not only bribes, but shoe deals under the table where they're getting large shipments of shoes and gear to their house like they were an NBA player. And a lot of the coaches are only taking the coaching jobs because of promises that said player, when he accepts a scholarship, has to be, as part of the deal, a package that includes that coach getting a job on the staff. And it goes on and on. And this is just, I think, the scratching the surface of what will start to come out in terms of how corrupt basketball has gotten in this country, and it is crazy right now.
I want to say I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm shocked and appalled, but I'm not really. Like you said, when you know what goes on in AAU and high school and all this, it's not all that surprising. I mean, they know that they're under the microscope in the NCAA and maybe felt like they wouldn't be as much in high school. This doesn't shock me, though. It really doesn't. I think what shocks me more is that it took so long. It took so long to find out that people have been funneling money to high school players to steer them in a direction. That's what shocks me the most. It took so long to find out that it's actually happening.
There was the 30 for 30 on Sonny Vaccaro, who is the legendary basketball shoe guy that has dealt with LeBron, has gone way back in the day. He was with Nike, then he was with Adidas, and he's been doing this for a long time. The documentary basically says, you know, that shoe companies were hiring him with the promise that I can get you said player, and he can go to this AAU program, this high school, this college, and then when he goes to the pros, he'll sign with you. And like I said, you think I'm kidding, but I know of several instances where a player who's looking for a ticket out by playing basketball is linked to an adult male who basically becomes his guardian in certain cases, takes him in, lets him live at the house with the fact that he's going to be my ticket out too. So then in return for doing that, they basically make an agreement, hey, you're not going to any university unless they accept to take me on the staff as well. Then when he goes pro, He either works for the player or he finds a way to get him a job within the organization. And it's just, again, the general public has no idea just how corrupt the underbelly of basketball is in the United States these days from high school on. AAU is ridiculously bad.
See, I wouldn't know as much. I mean, I wasn't involved in AAU. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm sure you have insight because mm-hmm. of the connections that you have with guys in basketball and players and coaches and all that. But I'll say it that it doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's corruption at every level up and down when sports is involved. And it's because there's money involved and marketing dollars to be had. And I mean, you need look no further than guys like your favorite big baller brand the CEO and the things that he does, which, you know, there's, I mean, it may not be corrupt, but it certainly is distracting. And it goes down to the fact that you mentioned that the coach at the high school where the youngest kid plays was given the job by LeVar Ball and then fired because of LeVar Ball. And that type of stuff is going on everywhere.
Well, as part of the FBI investigation, and I'll spare you all of the terminology in the official document, but basically it was learned that in around May of last year, one coach from a said university agreed to funnel $100,000 payable in four installments from a company, well, said to be a shoe company, to the family of a player. Shortly after that agreement was arranged, that player reached an agreement to play for the said university that arranged for the payment. And that's just one example of...
And the rumors are it's Nike that's potentially involved in this, right?
Well, it's Adidas that's been... If you look at the people that were indicted, too, you're looking at James Gatto, the director of global sports marketing at Adidas. Merle Code, who recently had left Nike for Adidas. Certain agents, as well as the four assistant coaches. A former NBA official who founded a clothing company for custom clothes for athletes. Financial advisors. But it's, look, and every company, shoe company is clean. Because everybody wants their piece of the pie, and they want their as close to guaranteed as they can when they know that there's a certain big-name high school kid coming up.
And this is going to be far bigger than any of the other college basketball scandals that we've seen.
That's what I'm saying. This is just scratching the surface, but if they completely blow the lid off of this thing...
Oh, up to 20 years in jail for the federal crimes that they are charged with?
But you're going to see it so wide-ranging and spread across basketball. It used to be, and I know when we were growing up, hey, the big thing was just... getting to a big college, right? So the recruiting happened when you were in college. The recruiting now starts when you're eight. Eight or nine.
See, that's just crazy to me.
Isn't it?
That's
your kid
just
hasn't
insane.
Even, your kid doesn't even know it's what even puberty
a,
yeah, is.
They're just insane. Recruiting people that they that eight-year-old might have a chance of being something special. So we'll just start talking to them now and initiate, you know, dialogue, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's just it's just when you think about an 8 or 9-year-old that's just supposed to play for the love of the game, and they're already being swooned upon and trying to be swayed into, hey, again, you have choices. I mean, I know in high school, right after I got out, private high schools started recruiting like colleges. Like, you come to our private high school, we'll waive tuition, mm-hmm. we'll give your mom a job, mm-hmm. and all you got to do is agree that you're going to play for us for, you know, set amount of time. And then it's gotten to the point where it's gotten earlier and earlier. Now colleges are giving – look at LeVar Ball. Barry, you bring it up. LeVar Ball's three sons all have agreements to all play at UCLA or have played at UCLA in the case of his first son who just got drafted by the Lakers.
LaMelo, I don't know what the hell.
Right.
I get all their names confused. Lamar, LaMelo.
LeVar's the father and LaMelo and LiAngelo and –
Why can't I think of this kid's name? Whatever. We all know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. UCLA has an agreement with all three kids. You know, one's already there. The other one's a sophomore in high school, and they already have agreements. That just goes
Lonzo.
To show you from a – Lonzo, yeah.
Jeez.
But
– LaLonzo. Why wasn't it LaLonzo, by the way? LaMelo. LaVar, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it have been LaLonzo?
Yeah, it could have been.
All right.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Okay.
So, that's crazy. And like I said, if this story gets bigger and the top gets blown off this thing, this could go so widespread just to kind of unleash what has been a known fact in the basketball communities for years now, and kids are getting paid. Look, you can't blame the inner-city kid that already, as he just becomes a teenager, can get money under the table and all the gear that's so big with kids just to play for a certain AAU team, and you get to travel the country. Can't blame them for wanting to do all that. They just they don't understand the business side of it.
Keith said, I've officiated high school games for 10 years and college for two. AAU is a fraud. Yep. The competition isn't even good anymore due to the corruption out in into teams.
It used to be when the big AAU tournament, one of them was held here, the other one in Vegas. And when you went to the one here, you could guarantee yourself seeing three-quarters of the tournament Division I type players and a good 20 to 30 guys that would end up in the NBA. That's how good AAU used to be, and now it is just nothing but corruption. So that's coming out today. Again, NCAA coaches amongst 10 facing federal charges. Like Nick said, this could be, you know, 20-year sentences, but even more so, just what it could do to penalize the big shoe companies, agents, etc.
So we got a ton of Way Back Wednesday ideas coming in. I'm deleting the stuff that we've already done. So all I'm going to read is the ones that we haven't done to throw out there. Because there's a lot like, you know, boy bands and stuff like that. We've done all that. So, I mean, we had a ton, and we appreciate it, but a lot of them I don't want to read because they'd be repetitive. So I've got some more on the other side that we can throw out there to you.
By the way, Dwayne Wade, close to making a decision.
I saw that. I saw that flash up on ESPN that he's close to making a deal with the Cavs. Mm. All right.
I don't want to say you heard it here first, but you heard it here.
They were plus 600, according to Vegas. Well,
according to Joel, he was going to the Cavs. So, we'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza continues to roll on as we're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, it's Barry, it's Nick. Good show so far. Kind of more organized, thanks to me not having wives calling with emergencies.
All right, you ready for a lot of these?
Sure.
You can pick from them, or you got to come up with one by 3 o'clock, though. That's the rule.
I don't need you telling
me what
to do. I
just made that up.
Okay.
I just totally look how sassy he is.
Yeah, but I'm the one that's testy today.
No,
yeah,
you're salty. Yeah.
Sassy. Mr. Sassy Pants salty. Over here. Songs to drink to. Doo-wop groups from the 50s and 60s. I kind of like that. They ended it with LOL, but I think we should do it. Best soundtracks from porn. Okay. I'm in. Songs about this country. I like it. Way Back Wednesday songs from blind artists only. I actually like this one a lot. And it's from OU Mike.
Well,
so that one's out. Where'd it go? Have y'all put on music like Beethoven, Bach, No. Favorite Disney songs? Mm. I'd be out, Miguel. I don't know enough Disney songs, to be honest with you. And then someone on Twitter, Lenny on Twitter, had what I think is the best idea.
Not just, that you're trying to influence me.
But he said songs involving your name, like we did with, who do we use?
No, you used even if the producer, the producer.
What was the
Sam.
Name? Sam, that's right, because it was Uncle Sam Day. Well, what about like in your case, Billy Joel?
Oh, I'm all over that.
Right? Stevie Nicks.
Cool.
Barry Manilow. Right?
Barry Warner.
Raspberry Beret. So
Raspberry Beret counts?
Yeah, Barry is in the name. Oh, Raspberry Beret.
Next time I lead into the show, it's Beret Laminack.
What? Raspberry. The word berry and raspberry.
Oh, I thought you meant the beret.
That's what I actually got that before you, Joel.
Oh, my God.
I deserve
God.
A lot of
Wine
credit.
Wine squirrels find nuts, too, Nick.
Well, I still beat you to it.
Okay. I can't believe you guys. I'm so embarrassed. A couple of follow-up texts before we move on the stuff that we were talking about with you know, AAU and the NCAA and all that. I know somebody who was a sophomore this year at Alabama, and his freshman year of high school, at 14 years old, he was invited to their pro day and came back from his trip coincidentally rocking tons of new jewelry and Nike apparel.
Dude, it's good for so that guy. Prevalent.
I mean, but it's not against the law to give gifts to people, is it? Like that? Like
if I you think get it a, is in
yeah,
that
your
context.
Amateur status. To,
if you get a swag bag for attending a camp that you paid for, if you pay for the camp and they give you stuff.
Well, no, but again, they're not paying for the camp.
Because it's a pro day.
Yeah. Yeah, and or if it's a pro camp, they, if you're paying for it's the an camp, invitation
you're probably
only.
Not that good, right?
If it's an invitation-only camp, then they get to pick so they can weed out nothing and keep right. nothing but the top talent. Right. Like just like the McDonald's All-American team or the Jordan game. Look, you want to be invited to the Jordan game even more than the McDonald's game because the gear and the stuff that they get out of that is ridiculous. And everybody wants to be rolling with the with Jays and all the gear.
Yeah. Wrestling walkout songs?
No.
No. Superhero theme songs. That was from Ryan. I would just play the greatest American hero all day.
Believe it, it or not.
Someone said put the playlist on shuffle. Whatever 10 songs you get. Playlist roulette. The only problem with that is if there's curse words in the song.
Correct.
We can't play them. But I do like that idea. Now, what you could do,
over a new
I could
lead.
Put it like a playlist.
Anyway. Well, I was going to say, what we could do is each of us get out a phone, put it on shuffle, fast forward 10 times, write them down, and you can get the clean version.
You put music on your phone?
Yeah.
On Spotify, yeah.
I don't. I've told you this before. I don't have music on my phone.
I'm shocked you don't use the technology on your phone,
What I'll do, though, I usually don't download it. You're getting the bird. What I'll usually do is, like, try to stream it as much as I can. But let's say you don't have internet, like when I went on the flight. You can put it on the download only, yeah. And then you can listen to it, you know, without being on Wi-Fi.
I have Google Play. It's similar.
Same,
yeah, they just have stations and playlists, and I add my own playlist.
What do you have, Joel?
Google Kiss My Ass. That's what I have. I have Google Kiss My Ass.
Really? I've never heard of that service. How much does it cost?
Look it up.
How much does it cost?
We'll get back to you after you found it.
Wayback Wednesday songs on Unity. Here's something going back to the weight loss thing that we talked about. Mm-hmm. All the old fat guys at 6'10 have done quick weight loss.
They are
still fat, though. That's what he said.
Barry Warner's done it.
Rich Lord did it. That's so funny. They've all done quick weight loss. And coincidentally, they've all done quick weight gains.
Or maybe
so,
I should just set the over-under.
Josh Innes did it at 6'10". Now he's at 790, and I think...
That correlates with his weight.
He went from 610 to 790. Pounds, and then he went to 790, I guess.
Shots fired! I don't care.
Yikes.
Somebody had the question, which we have answered this 1,000 times. But it's our guy that loves to ask a question every day, so I'm going to ask it because I ignored it yesterday because he sent a book length. Yeah. Guys, what's your trick to getting through a day at work hungover? We've done this a million times. I'm not going to do hangover cures. The trick is just don't drink.
I can't give away all my cures.
Don't get hungover and go to work. That's the trick.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I mean, we've done that 1,000 times. How are you not up on this? I know he listens because he texts a great question most of the time. I think he's running out of ideas because the last couple he's not done well.
When you know that you enjoy hearing your question read on the air and you can't come up with a good one, you just have to come up with one.
Yeah.
So that until you think that one Barry will grasp onto and read.
Yeah, I agree.
He doesn't get any from his said other unless he gets his question read on air.
How about duets? I think we did that, didn't we?
I feel like we did.
I think we're out of ideas. I think we should do songs involving our name, whether it's producers, the name is in the song, in the word of a song, or the artist.
He's just going to submit like 10 Billy Joel songs, and that's it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he is. It's just going to be the Billy Joel hour.
The greatest of Billy Joel.
And I would be totally fine
with
that.
Ode to Billy Joe, Billy Joel, isn't that a song?
Billy Joe.
I thought it was Ode to Billy Joel.
No.
It's not? Don't make me Google this.
You will.
Ode to Billy Joe. Damn it.
Thank you.
I really thought it was Ode to Billy Joel. Yeah, Bobby Gentry, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
No idea who that is.
No. So did you hear about this Baker Mayfield thing?
I did.
And it also involves another person that we've mentioned quite a bit in the last year on this show because of how thirsty she is to get and stay connected to sports people or vice versa, sports people trying to get connected to her. But before we get to Mia Khalifa... we need to get to the Baker Mayfield situation. We all know that he spiked the OU flag in the turf, and it didn't hold at the the horseshoe after the Ohio State game. But then, and Nick, I know we had the audio, and it's not really easy to hear.
We never got it because it was
kind of illegible.
Him. Yeah,
but he went to Baylor, and before the game, he got into it with some of the Baylor players.
Yep,
and they were talking some mess to him. And he's like, you don't know who your daddy is? Well, daddy's going to have to give you a spanking today, meaning that OU was going to blow out Baylor. Little did he know that he would be in quite a game on Saturday against the Bears before OU pulled it out. But that, of course, led to Mia Khalifa doing what most athletes do to her and starting to DM Baker Mayfield.
Well, she tweeted it, though. She didn't get up in his DMs. Okay, she just tweeted it directly, right?
Right. So she tweeted, right. So she started by reaching out to him instead of most of the athletes that reach out to her and just put daddy and put it at Baker Mayfield. And then fans started chiming in, seeing that if OU loses to Baylor today, it's all Mia Khalifa's fault. She responded, no, I'm repeating what he said to the Baylor sideline. And then she said, I promise I'll be good to him. You up, Baker Mayfield? To which he responded, nah, I got my girl. I'm pretty lucky to have someone like her in my life, too, and shut her down.
Mm. She's thirsty. I mean, that's why she's doing all this, right?
Well, because she's the attention more than the thirst, I think.
Well, that's
the
same thing.
Well, if I felt like thirsty is more sexual than anything else.
Thirsty is just wanting that.
Just attention?
Yeah. That's what thirsty is. You're just looking for. You want people to pay attention to you, notice you, talk about you. You're thirsty. What I do like, though, is her response. She got blocked by Baker Mayfield.
Fantastic. Yep. Yeah.
He blocked her, and then she tweets it out with a picture and says, getting curved is part of life. Hashtag boomer. I do like that response, though.
I do, too.
At least she owned it. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you get them, and sometimes you get got. And this time she got got.
And by the way, if you're Baker Mayfield, based on pictures.
Yeah, she's not bad looking at all.
Yeah. Based on the pictures.
I'm looking. It's
he's pretty smart to stick with what he's got.
It's not bad.
Anyways.
I wouldn't be upset.
Gilbert says, I think she's hot anyways.
Yeah, not bad at all. And I'm not a huge Mia Khalifa fan, so.
I'm not either.
She's all right.
I don't know if she chose to get out of porn or porn chose to get her out. just throwing it out there.
I like that.
So Baker Mayfield putting his foot down after he tried to put the flag down in game shirt.
Are you burning his songs?
Sing it, Barry.
Nope. Somebody said TV theme songs. Did it. Long time ago.
You're trying to sing, Joel? Go ahead.
I could sing.
Go, sing it.
No, Billy Joel's Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2 and all that. From first album I ever got was Billy Joel, 52nd Street.
Our daily question asker said, all right, challenge accepted. I will have a much better question for you gents tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. Bring your A game. Yeah, that's what we want.
You know, we challenge you. You challenge us. That's what we like. It's all part of the game.
Up next, can we talk about the Juggalos? Not Juggalo Trey. Actual Juggalos in a gang war.
They're not getting wrecked either.
They're not getting wrecked. They're doing some wrecking.
They're doing some wrecking.
We need to talk about this.
All right. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. So we're going to step away for a quick couple of minutes, then come right on back with a little Juggalo talk. And it doesn't include the guy that's going to talk about Oasis. It's going to be plenty more on The Usual Suspects with 1 hour still in the big show. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5. But there's some place that he'd rather be.